This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you want to buy a house, yes, of course you think about the price, how much you have to put down, how much you're going to have to borrow, and how much that loan is going to cost, the interest rate. And then you got to do some math and come up with your monthly payment. And on that front, the news is not good. There is new data out from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that shows just how much higher those monthly payments have gotten thanks to sticky high home prices and mortgage rates that are starting to bump closer to 8% for a 30-year fixed. The average monthly payment on a new mortgage, the CFPB says, rose 46% from the end of 2021 to the end of 2022, $1,400 to just over $2,000. And you don't need me to tell you this, prices and mortgage rates have only continued to go up. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
Buying a house has gotten way less affordable all over the country, but some places are worse than others. Yesenia Aguirre Chavez has been trying to buy her first house in the Boston area for a year now.
I got approved for a loan for $1 million. And I know that sounds like a lot, but from what I have found, it hasn't really gotten me very far.
Aguirre Chavez is 29 and owns a small business leading hikes and walking dogs. She's beyond ready to move out of the room she's currently renting for $1,400 a month. But
they've put in maybe 7 or 8 offers, and every single time someone offered a little bit more than I did.
With home prices and interest rates both so high, Young Joe, an economist at the CFPB, says increasingly people are having trouble qualifying for a mortgage.
We noticed a huge jump in the share of applications that were being denied due to too high of a DTI, or average debt-to-income ratio.
Most lenders won't give someone a mortgage if the monthly payment would be more than about 30 or 40% of their income.
Even though incomes have gone up, you know, they haven't gone up enough.
Eddie Seiler, an economist at the Mortgage Bankers Association, says it shouldn't be like this forever.
As we sort of resolve a lot of this uncertainty, hopefully interest rates will come down. You know, our current forecast has them coming down to 5.5% range at the end of 2024.
And he says that should help more people get into homes. In Boston, Yesenia Aguirre Chavez is still looking now, even though everything feels absurdly expensive for what it is.
None of it makes sense. None of it makes sense. Rent is outrageous. And that's why I've been so proactive about finding something soon.
And why, even though she's frustrated by the market, she's determined to keep searching. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.